Good afternoon. Welcome to the FactSet Evening Market Recap. Today is Tuesday, April 16th. U.S. equities finished mostly lower in up and down Tuesday trading. The S&P ended down for a third straight session with equal weight S&P notably laggard to the official index. The Dow finished up 0.17%, whereas the S&P 500 and NASDAQ finished lower at 0.21% and 0.12% respectively. Rate-sensitive names sold off today, including REITs, utilities, small caps, home builders, and unprofitable tech. Banks were another notable laggard on earnings. Metals, energy were weaker as well. Big tech was mixed, though Tesla and Apple were both down again. Outperformers included AI, managed care, semis, larger cap software, restaurants, apparel, auto part retailers, and food, HPCs, and grocers. Treasuries came under pressure yet again after another big backup in yields on Monday. 10-year yield near highest level since early November and 2-year nearing 5%. The dollar index was up 0.1%. Gold finished up 1%. Bitcoin futures were down 1.1% and the WTI crude settled down 0.1%. It's a fairly choppy session with the market continuing to lean risk off. The tone continues to be driven by hawkish repricing of Fed pivot expectations alongside solid economic data and sticky inflation. The recent Fed speak supplying ongoing support for higher for longer rate narrative. The accompanying bond yields backup is exacerbated by supply deficit concerns. Geopolitical uncertainty was another big overhang. The volatility spike is adding to long-standing scrutiny surrounding stretched systematic long positioning, particularly with the recent breach of near-term trigger levels. The desks have also flagged dampened buyback support with corporates in their blackout period into earnings season. It's another busy day of Fed speak, with Powell noting recent data shows lack of further progress on inflation. He added that it will likely take longer for the Fed to gain confidence that inflation is moving back to 2% target. Elsewhere, Barkins said CPI data has not been supportive of soft landing. Jefferson discussed uncertainty in the outlook and the possibility of keeping rates higher for longer. Fed's Daly said last night there is no urgency to adjust rates. March housing starts missed and February revised higher. Building permits also missed. March industrial production was in line, but prior month revised up. On the geopolitical front, NBC News reported U.S. officials expect Israeli response to Iran attacks will be limited. Moving on to corporate news, Bank of America beat on higher revenues and lower provisions, though some focus on credit metrics. United Health Group was better than feared despite cyber attack impacts. Johnson & Johnson slightly bumped up FY sales guidance. Morgan Stanley beat as IB unit saw strong underwriting trends. PNC Financial Services Group NII light and next Q guidance underwhelmed. Microsoft to invest approximately $1.5 billion in G42, an AI company backed by the UAE. The Justice Department is reportedly preparing to file antitrust lawsuit against Live Nation Entertainment as soon as next week. Northern Trust missed with fee income headwind from portfolio rebalancing. International paper to acquire UK packaging company DS Smith in an all-stock deal worth $7.2 billion. Investnet is reportedly exploring a sale after receiving takeover interest. As for some notable stock movements, Intracellular Therapies finished up 23.3% and announced positive trial results for its depression candidate. Supermicrocomputer finished up 10.6%. The target price was increased to $1,500 from $600 at Loop Capital Markets, and the firm cited company's position as a leader in the Gen AI server industry. Live Nation Entertainment finished down 7.6% upon news that the Justice Department is preparing to file a lawsuit. Barrick Gold also finished down 5.1%. The company reported lower prelim Q1 production numbers for gold and copper due to planned maintenance at gold mines and lower metal grade at copper mines. That's it for the FactSet Evening Market Recap. Have a good evening, everyone.